This is Rick in Hesperia, California. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Leo. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm looking at VR, different VR machines.
Yes.
Right now. I've got I have a PlayStation 4, and I also have an iBuyPower gaming computer, so I can go either route. I can go with the Vive. I can go with Oculus. I go with PlayStation 4, and was trying to figure out what the best route to go is, or if I should wait.
So VR, the idea is that you put on this visor, and generally, the visor, is like a blindfold. It takes over all your vision. There's two screens in the visor, and they're pretty close to your eyes. You're looking at those screens, and the visor has built into it the accelerometers that tell it when you turn your head, when you look up, when you look down. So it will change the display as you move your head, giving you the illusion that you're actually somewhere looking around. And it can be quite a convincing illusion. And to the point where we were playing with the Oculus Rift, which is a Facebook-owned company, and I was putting it on some people, and there's just a demo that comes with the Rift where you're standing on the edge of a building, like a skyscraper, and you're looking down. And to a person, everybody who tried this out went, whoa, and step back. So it is an effective illusion. It is an illusion, and there are some negatives to it. Some of these devices, the PlayStation VR and the Vive, also have devices you hold in your hands. That's really useful because if you think about it, if you can't hold something, it's hard for you to pick up things and move around. The Oculus Rift gets around that with using a gamepad, as does Gear VR from Samsung or Google's Cardboard, which are the lower end versions. Have you tried any of the cheap ones, like the Google Cardboard is really cheap. You can get it for, $5.
Yeah, I have. I tried the Google Cardboard. I actually tried the Samsung Gear.
Good.
Also tried the Oculus. The Oculus is really cool.
Yeah. It's good to try these before you buy because they are expensive solutions. The least expensive, of course, besides Cardboard and Gear, which aren't really fully immersive gaming platforms, the least expensive would probably be the Sony since you already have a PlayStation 4. The negative on the Sony, and I've played with all of them, we own all of them. The negative on the Sony PlayStation VR is the Move controllers, which really weren't designed for VR. And it's using the camera that came with the PlayStation, the older camera. So, but I don't find that really a disadvantage. One thing to note is the PlayStation VR is designed to be played seated. Oculus lets you stand up, but you can't move around too much. You mostly can just lean and sway. Only the Vive of all of these gives you a playing area. Now, the disadvantage of that is you have to have a fairly large space, like a 6-foot by 6-foot space, to set up the two spatial recognition projectors that are either corner of that space. And so, but if you have the space for it, that's the most vivid experience because you're moving around. Then there's the final piece of the puzzle is games. Which games, if you choose between an Xbox and a PlayStation, really the choice comes down to what games are available, and which has the better games, right? Well, ultimately, that's going to be the same thing for a VR solution. I think, sadly, the Oculus has the better games. I think the Vive is the better technology. Oculus will be coming out with controllers this year, hand controllers. They showed the Oculus Touch controllers. It's a lot of money, though, when you add this all up. We're talking $700 or $800.
All right. The only reason I was leaning towards PlayStation was because I figured that they...
You already have it.
No, I had the PlayStation 4. Yeah, you're right. But I also have a gaming computer that...
Yeah, that's true. But even with the gaming computer, it's $800 for the Vive.
Right, yeah.
So I think precisely because you're already a PlayStation VR user, they're coming out with 30 games, 50 by the end of the year. I've played a couple of them. They're really fun. It is seated, but in some ways that makes it better because you're going to be less likely to get nauseated. That's one of the problems with these is for about 10% of the population, you're just going to get nauseated. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to use it and you're going to go, I'm queasy and stop.
I read something about the latency on the PlayStation being different, and making it so you don't get quite as sick.
Yeah, yeah, it's lower resolution. There's tricks to play, but in my opinion, all these guys say latency because that's something they can fix. What they don't talk about is what I think is the real cause of the nausea, which is the difference between where your eyes are focusing and where your eyes are converging. And in our, you know, monkey minds, if those two don't match, we ate some bad mushrooms and we better throw up. Seriously. And that's something that's very hard to fix. So they don't like to talk about that. I think all of them make you nauseous, or it makes certain people nauseous. The answer to your question, I think, since you already have a PS4, there'll be better games. It'll be more fun. It's less expensive. That's going to be a great way to get your feet wet. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.